Welcome to Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates journey through a magical land of adventure. This episode is part two of Bubba's solo adventure called Mithril Fast Nights, featuring Will playing the gnome sorcerer Bubba.
Can I have a word with the pigeon? Get a pigeon to follow while we sort out our injuries.
And our guest star Maria, who's playing Solly the Smuggler.
Bitches.
We're also joined by podcast regular Alex, who's doing several of the NPCs.
By Asmodeus, I am going to strike you down, you scathing little weasel of a dragon scum.
And as always, I'm Jody, your dungeon master. First, you need to get away from the devil worshipping Crimson Council.
Yeah.
Oh, is that who these dudes are?
Oh, yeah, Blaze.
These Darth Maul looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, Blaze.
Crimson. Is the Crimson. Are they the ones that are giving me period pains every month?
Yeah.
Yeah, Crimson Council. Same outfit. Same outfit.
I'm not tonight, love. The Crimson Council is in town.
The pain. Are they in charge of my monthly pain? Because they can fuck off.
They are those kinds of... They're like... They're proper S&M kind of like pain, pleasure, cultist kind of weirdos who also worship literal devils.
Oh, hell yeah.
That they can summon.
Hey, whoa. Don't yuck somebody's yum. Never yuck somebody else's yum.
Only your own.
Don't yuck somebody else's yum. Just because you don't.
Oh, right. I thought they meant something entirely different.
Yeah, right. I'm still recovering from the shock of thinking that this character was called Cockrash. Never mind this.
Put some yuck in your yum.
Dog rash does have a cockrash, though.
is that how Solly knows him?
Solly and him fell out because she ended up with a poon rash.
Oh, what? Well, I mean, look at... Do you know what I mean? Those guys' lips do not look supple. I can't imagine that's... No.
I mean, yeah, beard rash is one thing.
But scales.
Cock rash is dog rash. Scale. Dog rash is cock rash.
Fucking hell.
Wow, we've got an hour and a half to take this tone as low as it will go.
Dungeons, dragons.
Monorail.
Yeah, no, I'm up for this monorail.
Oh, yeah, the monorail.
Yes, do it.
The monorail goes to the Nentir Vale, far to the west. Right, I don't have a map, so we're going to, what I like to call, theatre of the mind, and I'll kind of describe everyone's positions, and then you guys can act, and we'll do a bit of combat. Alex, you're gonna help me out by playing a couple of NPCs, right? So...
Do you know what? Every time you say NPC, I always think of that old MIDI production centre by Akai that called the MPC.
Yeah.
Every time I go, what? A late 90s audio sequence. Every fucking time it drives me mad.
Go on.
I digress.
I think of the car park. I think of the car park, but it's sort of dyslexic.
But it's like 3 years later now. It really is.
Alex, are you all right playing two characters or do you want to play three?
I'll play three.
Yeah?
I'll play three times
as much Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I'll play two.
Play two.
I don't want to jizz my pants.
Yeah, I know.
Make him do three, but on the condition that each one has to have a special and unique accent.
Oh, no, they will all have a special and unique accent. Like, All three of them, Alex.
you're then your Clarissa and Mask guy. I've written here as Claw.
Claw.
So who am I playing? Huh?
Clarissa's a tiefling. And Claw guy is a claw guy.
Oh, right, yeah. A lot of backstory about him there.
It's a blank canvas for you, Alex. Yeah. Blank canvas.
I don't work well with a blank canvas. And it's gut and flesh and bones and bones.
It's a process.
Who's that? Which character is that?
What we first need to do, really exciting, is roll. Yeah.
Roll for initiative!
You got it. It
is the D20.
Roll.
Oh man, like, I'm going to touch wood while I say this, but I'm rolling hot tonight. I just rolled a 19.
Touch wood while you say it.
Jody Rush has only got an initiative of 18. Oh, Alex, order!
Bang,
straight in with a 20 like a bad man.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Alex isn't on my side.
No.
Alex.
Kick your ass. You're gonna die.
And you are on 14.
I did it. I rolled it in it.
Boom, boom, boom.
In it.
Yeah, let's rattle through everyone's turns as quick as we can, and we'll have some
fun. That's what you said about rolling initiative.
Yeah.
3 hours ago.
Okay, so Alex, you're up first. Clarissa, the imp has spotted your target, the dragonborn rogue known as Dockrash. What's Clarissa all about?
Dockrash, I have been chasing you for hours and hours and days and days and weeks and weeks and a month or maybe two, but no more than two. And by Asmodeus, I am going to strike you down, you scathing little weasel of a rah, dragon scum. And what am I going to do? I'm going to Eldritch Blast him from here. Four beans, Eldritch Blast. Hang on a second, where's my...
Nice.
Spells.
Cool beans, roll to hit.
Eldritch Blast, 14. At Dothcrash.
Is this the thing that we saw on the other side of the ocean?
No, this
does not look like your shadowy pursuer.
Okay,
yes, it's a hit. It takes 8 damage. So what does Clarissa's blast... Is it a fiery blast, or is it... what kind of...
Oh, it's ice. He's a red dragon, so it's going to be ice. It's going to be an icy sort of lightning-looking ice shock to him. Straight to his chest.
So icy lightning, magical blast. Right at his chest. Yeah, and it leaves a smoking kind of like patch on his tunic. With that, Bubba, you're up.
Magic missile on the flying dickhead. Yeah, let's throw a magic missile at that imp.
At the imp, okay.
Yeah. Where's my magic missile button?
So this is... so is this
wand
from
of
your,
magic missiles.
Your wand. Okay, so you activate your wand and 3 blasts of magical energy just blast off it and like sort of weave around like homing missiles. And strike it unerringly.
I don't need to roll for that, do I?
You just need to roll the D4 plus 1 three times.
Hang on, D4 and then add 1, but 3 D4s.
Yes. Cool, so 3 D4 plus 3, you might say.
So I've done my 3 D4s, so 13.
Okay. So, I mean, you finish him off. What happens from this magic assault, do you think? Like, just blows him into a speck of, like, scraps of leathery flesh?
Yeah, like, not unlike you might imagine, like, a bird going through a jet engine, sort of.
You just hear him go, "Ah, you can't!"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that.
It's not, yeah.
With that, the imp it falls from the sky, and yeah, it's your pursuer is.
And there's loads of people, and they're all like, "Is it raining?"
Yeah, confetti.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, after the sort of these large blasts, there is a kind of a parting of the crowds. You're up in the gallery now, so. As well. So Sully, that's Bubba's done. He's fired a magic missile and killed the imp.
That's one, Bubba.
So basically what you can do, you can like just say what you want to do and
I feel
we'll make it work
such
in
a
the
bad
rules
man.
Company.
Yeah, well what is there to do? I mean we haven't destroyed our foe, so we need to And old Doggy, he's all right.
Doggy took some damage.
He's always a dead weight to me, that man.
Yeah, I think also we need to do some more killing of...
Yeah, there's still two other people attacking you.
Oh, really? Oh, shoot. Okay, I have a dagger, apparently. Yeah, yeah. I have a dagger.
We've still got another four.
Can I do some daggering? is that a filthy thing? I didn't know about.
You've got a spell called Thunderwave.
I did wonder about that because it sounds awesome.
Yeah, basically you could get all of them in your Thunderwave.
Yeah, boy.
Because it's like a square, so it like comes out of you like that.
Amazing. I would love to do that.
Because they're grouped together. But, you know, people have moved away, but there might be, you know...
Within range.
It might, if this goes wrong, it could be innocent bystanders, you know.
Yeah, I'm not go so... For what,
you don't need to roll anything. They've got to do constitution saving throws.
Okay, save yourselves. Collateral damage.
So basically...
Whatever.
Yeah, you let out a thunderous boom. So how does Sully cast her magic? Is it...
I don't like that.
Cool beans. Right, we all need to do constitution saving throws, Alex. Yeah, DC... DC of her spells is 14. Oh, if you press on Thunderwave,
yes,
it will bring up what the damage is. If you press on the actual spell,
level so one,
you, Clarissa saves.
Level, I don't know. It's giving me options.
Like
yeah, cast at level three.
Level three, submit.
Yeah.
Submit. Bitches.
It's 13.
I love your magic noises. They're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That's what I need, some more convincing magic noises, Jodie.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I've been letting the team down.
15-foot cube!
Yeah, 15-foot cube. Al, can you do one more constitution saving throw for... Did you do Clarissa? You need to do Claw.
Where's Claw? Hang on.
Claw Van Damme.
God. Do the thing. Roll the thing. Yeah.
Oh, roll 2d20. So 9. There we go. Yeah. You still fail.
There you go.
I don't know.
Claw
dead.
Dead.
A claw guy's dead. Like, he's just blasted apart by this thunderous force of wave of force. Everyone else takes half damage, so half of 13 is 6.
Half damage. I take half damage.
Hit points.
Screw. Oh, no, I don't. Well, half damage or 6 damage? Oh,
yes.
Half damage.
Okay, yeah. So you take 6 damage. Half of 13 is 6.
Okay, all right. I thought you meant...
Yeah, what are you going to do now? You're dealing with player characters,
mother.
I thought you
meant, like, half of my hit points. I was like, that's heavy. But, no, 6 is fine.
Not your minions. Clarissa's minions are looking really, really, really poor. In fact, Devil Scimitar guy, he's like...
Don't you run away!
Mistress, we must away. We must go see Emissary Rengar. Post haste, Our numbers are thin.
Ah, you weak pussy little.
They're too. We'll get them. We'll get them later.
A hellish rebuke. Oof.
I'm gonna.
Bubba. This isn't Clarissa. Doc Crash gets to go first.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like it's your go.
Yeah, I know. Let him have his go, Alex.
Yeah.
Doggy have his go. He's gonna have a.
All right, go on then.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. It is. They're gonna retreat though, right?
I was gonna fire something. While
are you gonna?
Away,
you're gonna.
Yeah. All right. We'll run away. Like,
okay.
Well. 5. Let's go. And there we go.
No, do it.
No, it's fine.
No, fire Sonic can run away.
I don't want to stop you.
Hang on.
Do it. Spin round and...
Come on, guys. It's sounding a lot like a female workplace right now.
My light. Shut up!
I order you to do it.
Wow.
Okay, less like a female workplace.
I fire my light crossbow. Thank you very much. As it's a nice single handheld little quest
for
bugger. We get... 10 piercing, that 23.
Ooh. Ooh, who's that against?
Bubba.
Yeah. Aw, Bubba, you take 10 points of piercing damage. Ooh.
What?
Yeah, you just take, like, basically she's just pulled a crossbow out of her skimpy outfit and fired a crossbow bolt right at you, and it's got you right in the shoulder.
Ooh. Where does that come off of my hit points? Away.
I've done it for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
And then they run away. They make off into the crowd. What do you go? Ooh. Do you guys want to follow?
No.
No?
I've just lost half my fucking hip.
And we've got a hole in Doc's chest.
I kind of do want to follow.
He took an eldritch blast to the chest, but they're greatly wounded as well. Hey, you're fine if you can let them escape.
I think we should, like, if we're sat, like, it's not a bad idea to follow them and see where they're going.
Mm.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's follow them as best we can, provided we're all able to actually give chase.
yeah.
With holes in our chest and crossbows sticking out of us like a porcupine.
You've got a spell called Detect Thoughts. So basically, you're like a Jedi. You can concentrate and detect the thoughts of those around you within 30 feet.
Nice.
So as long as Solly stays within 30 feet of these guys, you can detect their thoughts, because you're like, you can hear them thinking, fuck, we need to run away. We need to go see the emissary.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I want to look into their minds. I want to see what these bitches are thinking.
You have to cut out the thoughts of all the other people around you and focus in on the ones that you want to follow.
Okay.
And
everybody needs to.
Bubba,
shut up.
May have seen Solly do this before, but she's got an innate ability to track people down. That's how she found you, probably.
Yeah, I know things that you don't want me to know, Bubba. And I'm about to know things that these guys don't want me to know. And I love it.
What, because you're going to listen to the entire series of the podcast? Oh, no, I see what you mean.
I love it. I'm probing deep into their minds.
Probing deep.
Probing deep. She's going in like some Middle Western UFOs.
Do I need to roll something or something?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's right. Well, you guys can just follow them through the crowds, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. At some point, you're sort of... They're moving deeper into the crowds. After the initial kind of shock of the fight, normal city life seems to have got back to normal fairly, you know, easily and calmly. Everyone's going about their business now. So the guys in front of you that you're following, these evil cultists, they are... ducking in between people, maybe knocking someone out of the way here or there, or, like, you know, at one point they throw over a street food cart. There was a street food cart. They were cooking something over hot coals. Massive line of people out there. They just knock the whole thing over, and you guys have to jump.
Jody,
yeah.
Can I have a word with a pigeon and get a pigeon to follow them while we sort out our injuries?
Yeah, how do you attract it? Call, call, call. You need to call the pigeon. Call, call.
I think I've got some bread, man.
Yeah, that'll work.
I don't have any bread.
Of course, you must have something crumbs in your pocket.
I've got this little pack of crackers that I've picked up somewhere.
Binti's parrot comes to the rescue.
Oh, don't get Binti involved.
A Surrey parrot, you say?
Oh, no, Binti's. Binti had a parrot, didn't he? Or was it a cat?
No, deciding? It was a cat dressed as a parrot.
Okay.
It was a cry for help.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm
so desperately lonely.
So, yeah, no, is that, or is that interrupting your narrative? I don't want to interrupt your narrative.
No, it's perfectly fine. While you're kind of running along, you just happen to, just happen to go past. It's not me. Some pigeons. You're moving through the, one of the food districts. So let's say there is some birds around who are, pecking at crumbs on the floor, and there's a group of pigeons, and you manage to coo and cajole one into following.
Can I be like, I've got a bread roll for the person that follows those guys and tells me where they go?
All right, so you've got a whole flock of pigeons.
How do we know when he's got where he's been?
Because we'll go there and check. because they like, how's a pigeon going to be like, right, here's the coup, like, this is the address, they're going to be like, they'll come back and we'll follow them.
Messenger pigeons, they know where they're
but
going.
We can do that.
Yeah, but how do we know they stopped? How do they know that they stopped?
The pigeons can sort of flock above them, so you just look for the pigeons if you lose the guys in the crowd.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk to them about.
Yeah.
And then if they do that, I'll give them a bread roll.
All right.
Like, ripped up, obviously, not just a whole bread roll. That's asking for trouble.
Cool. That's bad for us.
Well, I haven't got any lettuce. Aren't you meant to feed them lettuce, or is that ducks?
I don't know,
fuck
man.
We're pigeons.
Yeah, all right, cool. Look,
ignorance
doesn't matter, man. They'll eat the bread. I've seen them look at a bit of bread. They'll have it. It'll be right. Right, so they're off to do that. Shall we just quickly sort out our injuries?
Yes, can we? Should we? Does anyone have any healing stuff? Am I a healing person?
Well, I've got some healing spells, and if I... Like, here's what my concern is. It's actually not so much my health as it is... Cock rash,
yeah.
Just because... dog rash, just because... he's like now he's the paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, so what's his health at?
He's quite damaged. Do you reckon he's definitely not down and out yet, but he doesn't look like he's up for a fight.
I've got healing
and
word.
And we're kind of following.
Yeah, healing word. It can't, you cast it and you roll a D4. Plus two,
okay.
And it
okay.
Yeah, it does. You can just basically you speak a word of healing. So
try and put this handbag back together.
You know the, yeah. So healing word.
Oh no.
Three.
That's bad. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I feel a bit better.
It's all right. Yeah. The scorch mark on his chest seems to fade a little bit, and he stands up a bit taller.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. My grace.
Yeah, less of the grace. You're welcome.
As you're following onwards, suddenly the crowd parts and hushes as a group of holy men and women make a procession down the street. They appear to be carrying relics from the old ages, as well as some are swinging, you know, those censers, you know, the pungent incense burners on chains that are like churables or censers or something like that. And they're chanting ancient verses. Some bystanders will make a holy sign or incant a small prayer under their breath. But they kind of, like a train in a Hollywood movie, kind of block the path between you and the guys that you're pursuing momentarily. What do you do?
Oh my goodness.
Well, we don't need to worry about the people that we're pursuing. We can just be respectful because we've got the pigeons doing that bit of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you stand aside and let the holy men and women continue their procession.
Yeah.
And then once the last one's gone, they're throwing sort of rose petals up in the air behind them as they move through the streets. You pass over this and follow on again. You see the flock of pigeons now a bit further ahead as you make your way deeper into the city. Da, 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 da.
Nice.
Catch
yeah, I think
pigeon.
That's enough random adventures.
Catch the pigeon.
Da, 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 da. That's enough random adventures, isn't it? Random encounters. Let's move map.
Ooh.
And so you're making your way through the streets. You eventually come to an area of larger looking buildings. Some of them have walls ringing round them, so almost like enclosures in their own sense, mini estates, if you will, mansions. And there's a particularly fine looking one, which it's nearby what looks to be a wizard's tower. Actually, you see a wizard's tower just behind the king's hall. Also, the embassy of Therond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not quite there yet. The cultists seem to have ducked into the into this gate ahead of you. It's quite cool, isn't it, this map?
Yeah.
I was quite pleased when I found it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Wicked.
It looks like it looks like something out of like a super early version of Hitman.
Yeah. It could be a bit like that, couldn't it? You never know.
or like Metal Gear Solid on the Game Boy Color.
What a game. What a game, Metal Gear Solid. Right, let's move Clarissa on here and let's finish this off with the grand ball. You see the cultists approach the city guard, sorry, the city watchmen who are flanking the double doors that lead to into the ballroom beyond. The Mithril City Watch, you know, he puts his hand up and seems to speak to them. They kind of look blankly and shrug their shoulders, and then Clarissa seems to, you know, she weaves some devilish magic and whispers in their ears, and they seem to go a bit funny momentarily, and sort of nod them and allow them to enter, to admit them into the ballroom.
Nice.
I mean, that is the same thing we saw Matey on the other side of the CD.
No, because that was they made them turn against each other. Rather, these seem to just like, instead of at first they were resistant, afterwards they were more like charmed, if you will.
Okay.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Charmed.
No. I'd say that to someone.
Indubitably.
I find the argument that you should be indoors compelling. Yes,
we should speak like this, Lord. So can we go in the room now? Can I move my body?
Oh. Yeah, Doc Crash is saying, you guys take the tickets. There's no way I can be seen in there. If they're right, if the emissary's in there,
yes.
From Sarfil,
yes.
Yeah, he'll point me out right away. I'm going to have to duck this one out, guys. I'm going to have to leave you and go back to the ship.
Incident, right? 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 No, I'm joking. I'm totally over that.
I'm a bit surprised by the whole, like, Dog Rash being like, we can go...
Right up to the...
I can go to the ball when that's going to be fine. That
I told you I'm suspicious like hell, but look, here we are. Like, and it's a party and I want to get drunk.
Yeah, no, I mean...
You...
Yeah, but you've got this whole kind of like royalty thing going on that we're about to go and find out about, aren't we? So,
I don't know what you're talking about.
No one's like trustworthy.
I don't know what you mean.
It's almost as if it's a plot device that hasn't been hinted at any point.
I don't know from whence you speak, young sir. Okay. Should we jump Can I jump this wall?
I might be able to get some badges to form.
Oh my god, you and your Snow White. Bullshit.
Is there any problem badgers can't solve?
Badgers? They'll just eat through the walls if they're
badger ladders.
Badgers.
My insurance doesn't cover that.
Badgers? Badger, we don't need no stinking badgers.
You should have gone to Dover.
You're sick of climbing your wall like a chump. You need a badger ladder. Seriously, do we need something to get over this wall? What's the deal? Am I supposed to make a spell?
Oh, no,
yeah,
no, no.
Is that a thing? Is there a gate?
Yeah, no, there's a gate. There's a gate. Yeah, there's a gate. That admits you onto the courtyard.
No magic required. Look
at that.
Awesome.
Yeah, just walking through a gate.
Yeah, Clarice did some magic a moment ago. That's what happened.
Oh, against these guys.
And in fairness, we've got invitations, so this should all be super rad or something.
Did Doc Rush give us the invitation?
Yeah, you've got that.
Yeah, we're legit in. Let's dance, Bubba.
Like, ooh,
down some drinks.
We're legit.
Let's dance.
Let's hit that free bar.
Solly twerks.
There is some like the muffled sound of music coming from beyond as well, and the hubbub of a couple of people. It sounds like
a couple of
free people.
The deafening hubbub of a couple of people.
You approach the Mithril Fast City Guard City Watch. Invitations, please, lady and gentlemen.
Here you go.
Gentle bean, should I
gentle
say?
Gentle bean. Here you go. We've got two invitations.
Gentle bean.
One for my young friend and one for myself. Oh, I keep moving away from it. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop pressing buttons.
You don't want to go to the party.
My heart is in it, but my body says no.
Is that a thing now, gentle being?
I don't know.
Gentle being. I've heard it used in Star Wars books, actually.
Is that a gender fluid
thing? To describe, like to, yeah. Well, no, it's more like an alien species thing. Like, you wouldn't call an alien a fine gentleman,
right.
But a gentle being.
Oh, yeah, because they're not a kind of, man.
I've heard that used. Maybe I made it up, you know?
You did.
Who knows? Yes. Okay. Very, very well. Very good. And who shall I have the announcer introduce you as?
Solly.
Oh. Perhaps as a reveal.
I am.
Is it time for Cinderella, the reveal?
The Grand Duchess. I am Solander, the Duchess of the Valens. Valens. I'm saying it wrong.
That'll do. Valendor.
Look, I have a speech impediment. I sometimes say my hometown wrong. But...
Are you like the lanes in Brighton?
What?
Oh.
She'll know who you mean. Mama. Tell Mama. I'm here.
My Grace, my apologies. I will fetch Her Ladyship the Arch Magister right away.
Thanks,
and,
Bill.
They usher you in, and one of them rushes off as well to speak to a finely dressed looking lady.
So are we going
to
meet your mum now? Is
that
what happens
next?
Yeah,
I know. Look, just it's really embarrassing. We're at a family do.
Just be cool.
I mean,
if anyone asks, we're going out.
No, easy now. You know, don't be such a dog rat about it.
Don't be such.
Oh, wow, is that a thing now?
Oh, it's always been a thing. Glad we left that walking.
Thing. No, I'm definitely not being a dog rat.
Walking handbag, leave him outside.
Okay.
Strong, independent woman is clearly a thing.
As you walk in, what's happening at the same time as you're walking in is Clarissa and the two cultists have approached this funny looking gentleman who was standing by the Archmagister. When he sees these people approach, he quickly moves away, and they follow over. He seems to be speaking harshly to Clarissa. What in Asmodeus' name are you doing here, you stupid idiots? Blow my cover, get the hell out of here.
And they were too strong for us. There were a few of them, a little short one and a dragon and I saw him, I got a good shot in, but I didn't quite finish him off. But they're here, I've seen them, they're here. Now if we get them, we can get to him.
So where's he from?
She.
Sorry.
That's Clarissa.
Hey.
I don't know, I forgot what she sounded like.
Oh, is that Clarissa?
Yeah, that's Clarissa.
What's happened to Clarissa?
That's Clarissa.
She smokes.
That's beaten up Clarissa.
She smokes 40 Marlboro Reds a day.
Yeah, right.
She's taken a fair beating, Clarissa.
Yeah.
She smokes so many cigarettes. She sounds Irish now.
Remind me of Clarissa's voice.
No, that's
knows.
Good. I like it.
I knew who you were.
Nobody knows. Yeah, I didn't, but I do now.
He says, "Well, I'll do my best to get to these. What do you say? A short one and who else?
A short one.
Get out of my sight, you weak.
And some tall bint with an eyelash, right? With an eye patch.
With an eyelash.
Just the one eyelash. One eyelash. It's really weird.
Showing off with her eyelash."
All right, go to the hideout and wait for me there. But I'm not best pleased. You better start tightening up the straps or right away.
Oh, you promise?
Hello, it's all going a bit yum over there. So I've got a question.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a hideout and you call it the hideout.
It's a magical
like,
place.
Surely you go anyway.
Look,
no,
Clarissa's a bit of an idiot. We know this.
Don't tell anyone. Yes, we're going to the hideout.
The hideout is Toys R Us. It's all right. It's Toys R Us, but it's not Christmas time, so it's like not very busy there.
Oh man, Toys R Us! What a
stuff. Creepy abandoned Toys R Us.
Abandoned Toys R Us.
Oh,
that's horrific.
It's a bit on the note.
And I don't know why. I imagine it's largely policed by gangs from the 70s film The Warriors.
What was the question?
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, what's going on?
What's the question? Yeah, I didn't really think beyond them improvising them calling it the hideout. But yeah, there we go. So it's an abandoned Toys R Us down the street. when you come through the doors here, there is an announcer wearing a a fine hat with a not as large and fine a hat as Sully, but a hat with a feather in it too. He has a clipboard. And
a guitar.
He's a bard. He's got a guitar on his back. He turns around and in a clear, sonorous voice, you know, that carries across the whole room, even despite the gnomish music that's having, he says, "Her Grace, the Duchess Solandir of Valindor, and her friend Baba."
"Oh, your feather's not
big as
mine. Don't pretend it is."
The people sort of look up from their drinks that they're drinking them from the robot waiters that patrol around. They're kind of automaton waiters. I've got a picture here for you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, because it's really cool.
I'm in.
It's called Warforged Butler. It's under handouts. Oh, nice. But yeah, they're pretty cool. An array of people here, some dwarves. There's probably more than what this map shows, but I've just got a few on here to represent.
Man, that is a hench butler.
Yeah, do you like it?
That's how you want your robot butlers.
What, so they can like handle themselves both in a fight and in the situation that they need to put on a chip and dash?
Yeah. Mummy is a big fan of the Butch Butler, so when it came to the Metal Butch Butler, you know, you could choose the dimensions yourself.
Why would you not have a magic mic function?
Exactly, the boost function.
Just literally, you press just the button. Press.
Mama loves that button. Yeah. Mother does not shut up about the boost button.
Ooh, yeah.
Father's not so pleased about the boost button.
Okay, right. Let's take it home. So that happens. You get announced. Basically, throughout the room is, you know, the gentry, the hoi polloi of Mithrilfar society, dwarves, humans, and you even see a trio of stone giant clerics.
Hello, boy.
As well. There's a large sort of gnomish contraption. There's a large gnomish contraption in the corner. That's where the source of this gnomish music is coming from. If you imagine, it's like pumps and whistles and like a beating drum and like it's basically, like clockwork orchestra. You do see a gnome kind of fussing about and fixing bolts and, you know, pumping bellows and stuff like that to
I imagine my people's music to sound much like the music off of It's a Small World Disney ride.
Nice.
Or like
earworms,
like the intro music to the Magic Roundabout.
Yeah,
like that kind of like somewhere Baby between Shark. Like somewhere Baby between Shark. Like yeah, like Baby Shark, but a bit
Alex
more
Baby Shark.
Like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it's just very oompa.
It's like haunting.
Very oompa.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I love it.
I imagine a tuba. Yeah. I imagine at least a zoosophone.
I wish we could have afforded the band that we initially wanted.
Yeah.
You know, war times are tough.
What,
we went for
the Stone Age?
One known band machine option.
Yeah.
So it's not to look frivolous.
Oh, we've got to think of a cool name for himself. I was trying to think of...
It was either that or the winners of the Eurovision Song Contest, but then it turned out they weren't doing cocaine, so they weren't entirely suitable for the job.
No, they were really... cleared, weren't they?
Guys, I've got to be up and go to work. And
sorry.
Well, let's stop talking about Eurovision. Okay, so you get announced to the crowd and you start to mingle.
Play ya ya ding dong.
Play ya ya ding dong.
Okay, so the gnome is playing music.
There's also a table full of fine foods at the back, including what looks like an impossibly cool and huge, ice statue or ice crystal structure.
Nice.
Ice, you know, that kind of party theme. That's what posh people have at parties, right?
Yeah.
Not even, like, just ice sculpture, not even a vodka flume.
Yeah, it must be.
Like, literally, there's no method of delivering alcohol for it. It's just for art.
Do you know what, though, Bubba? The buffet is missing a decent sauce, I must say.
Is it? Yeah. Do you need a bit of sorcery?
Right. Oh, the
bit of magic sauce.
As you mingle, what are you? How are you guys mingling? Do you? There's a few people sort of shuffling to the gnomish band. You know, people are chatting in groups.
I'm doing a lot there's of like finger guns across the room. Finger guns.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing?
Everyone is kind of doffing their caps.
How is your
yeah.
wife? How is your family? Bonjour. I'm just drinking in the love.
So you basically know everyone, yeah. man. This is all the bit.
Yeah, just the odd double tap here. Yes, yeah. darling.
Yeah.
If you've brought me here to pretend to be your child, I'm going to be very upset.
My son.
My boy.
Another round.
My beautiful boy.
I'd like you to meet.
You know how you were saying, when am I going to have kids?
I did it. Yeah, I just need to get mother off my back, honestly. Thank you, mother.
Is that a child
have
or a nun? I can't
yet?
Tell
have
in this night.
Have you worked out the toy box yet?
I know the magic words, but I'm saving it.
You're saving it. Well done, darling.
You don't get given a box with a magic word at the beginning of a quest to
just spunk it all over
pull
the
it
place.
Out and start dropping magic words willy nilly in the middle of
all
a party.
Right, well, okay. Maybe
you see an urchin on the street. Magic word. Okay.
Pretty smooth party, you know. I think people are loving us.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh yeah, you guys are the main attraction. There's another announcement later on from the bard who's doing the announcing, the announcer, saying that the signing of the Zornath Accord will take place when it will take place soon. The signing of the Zornath Accord will take place soon. And everyone
I'm interested to know, you're going to cut that so you say it right once?
Yes, yeah, of course. That's why I repeated myself.
And then you're going to cut this bit out where I'm questioning you about what you're... Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's how I roll.
I should remember this and start repeating myself.
But he's not going to cut this piece out. He's going to keep this bit in. It's going to be really
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. But I've just realised something about how I can self-edit myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or just sound like a madman that says everything twice.
Yeah, man.
Man, season two is going to be pro.
Yo, no, I'm saying.
This is the kind of shit that we need to be taking into the ring with us in season two. What I'm talking about.
High production values, yeah. Yeah.
High production values, like no talking to camera, none of that meta shit.
As you're sort of making your way around, yeah, there is the buffet is moved away. So the buffet is moved away, and in its place, they sort of set up like a fancy looking lectern. This has like a rolled up parchment on it, and they're setting up also like a fancy looking quill and ink pot there as well. And there's an announcement, and the Archmagister, who is you know, the finely dressed young lady, she's not your mum.
I wish she was, though.
she's taught you some magic. She's like a mother,
yeah,
to you,
you know, mother, so, from another brother situation.
Yep. So the Barony of Therond.
There's a matriarchal
yeah.
bond.
Yeah. The Barony of Therond is a magocracy. So it's a city or a barony run by the mages. And the most powerful mage in Therond is the Archmagister. And so, you know, they kind of have a methodology, a way of choosing the successor. Bit like the Pope, maybe, I don't know. But it's about who has the most power, so they have a measure. I guess it's more like the Jedi. Yeah, Yoda has the most midichlorians, so he was on top. That kind of thing. But cooler than midichlorians.
Yeah.
I actually haven't got a problem with
midichlorians.
It has more
to do with Jello shots. But,
yeah. Yeah, how many Jello shots you can do.
She cray cray.
Yeah,
do you have a problem with daggers that you can hold up to the skyline?
I ain't got no problem with daggers.
Yeah, yeah.
You all know I can dagger.
Do you know what? Doesn't matter.
So you leave my dagger in alone.
Yeah, you can dagger. Like, forget it. Back on track.
Daggering.
Sorry, I digress.
Let's stop daggering.
I get more random the tighter I get.
Okay,
so.
All right. I'm going to try and off the cuff come up with a bit of spiel for the Archmagister's speech then. So she says, yes, the crisis in Kalarnil has shocked us all. Agitators in Sarfel have just enacted a bloody coup in the name of the Iron Circle. And our friends from the Veiling Alliance bring us dire news from the east that the undead legions of the Dark Empire of Kharkoth are once again stirring. The orcs of the Cloven Skull encroaching on the borders of the barbarian tribes to the east. But not just that, movement in the dark, deep places of the in the middle of Kelarnil, a place that they always have an interest in. If I check my map, I would know what I'm talking about.
And you just made that up. How do you fucking dream, mate? It must be weird. That was just off the top of your fucking head. Fair enough.
I mean, it's based on stuff I've been thinking about for
weeks.
You've
got notes, but, right? You've got notes.
I've got some
You've
notes. Got,
yeah, right. It's got like a post-it on, with one word on it. Everything else is all up in there.
But
in
now, yeah.
Do you think Dungeons and Dragons and then translate it to the real world?
Don't if every time someone says to me, "What are you thinking?" I was like, about Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, wow. Probably that.
I remember once in a circumstance that you insisted you should roll a D20 to decide something.
I think I was incredibly
high. It was inappropriate. It was pretty funny.
But now our friend from Valindor, the Duchess Solander herself, is here to seal the pact, what we call the Zarnath Accord, a great collaboration between the League of Nerath and the proud Alliance of Valin, the evildoers from the Iron Circle and the Kharkoth Empire. Will not be able to defeat us with the might of their fleets and our magical energies and ingenious devices. So now, my grace, I invite you to come and sign the Zarnath Accord so that we may seal this pact between our mighty nations.
That's me. Yes, I will. So, Baba, do you remember?
So were you meant to be here all along? Is this a thing?
Sorry, I've been here all along. What are you talking about?
Oh. No, I mean, but were you meant to be here all along to sign this thing?
Yes, like, this is the mic drop.
Have I just been taken in by a massive...
Yes, I just needed an extra pair of hands, and I didn't realise how racist you were against elves until you started slamming us at the beginning.
I'm not racist against elves. I'm not racist against elves. Elves are all right. You're just very racist. It's just a thing.
It's the elves that are racist.
Okay. Anyway, I just got to sign this thing real quick. I did want to, I had some other stuff to do. I'm always shifting artifacts, but I just want to sign this thing. And then hopefully there'll be some peace, because that's necessary. But yeah, sorry I had to drag you along under false pretenses. But you know me, it's never a straight line.
No, and I guess I kind of deserve it for marrying elves.
You did kind of mess with mine.
Elf.
Yeah,
things.
You did mess with mine a little bit. I think you're lucky it was me and you knew me. You knew me from before.
With that, so Sully, you're making your way to the platform to sign the accord, when all of a sudden you hear some screams and sort of shocked sounds as people react to something just appearing to walk through the wall, just walks through the wall as if it's nothing.
I know what this is.
This same shadowy being that you saw back in Fiddleton with its evil red eyes glares. It moves up to here, and again you see it bring its hand up to its where its mouth might be underneath its eyes, and whisper its dark whispers into this gentleman's ear. He just seems to go mad, and he doesn't even have any weapons. He just smashes his champagne flute and moves towards this dwarf noble looking guy here, causing much chaos and confusion. With this done, it fixes its evil glare on you and starts to move towards you. You all get a go to react, so should we just do it in... We won't roll initiatives, we'll just do it in an order that I choose. So let's say Bubba goes first.
Okay. What am I doing? Defending myself? I don't really...
So this shadowy pursuer that's been pursuing you ever since Fiddleton has burst in.
Oh, right. Sorry, I missed a step there. Right, okay.
This shadowy pursuer has come in. It's used its maddening whispers to turn this human into a blood-crazy-looking homicidal. And then it's fixed its stare on Sully and looks like it's... You can only think to try and end her life. So you get a chance to react. You can do whatever you want to do.
What if, can I go first?
Do you want? Yeah. Have a go while Will's.
I've got quite high points on performance. Is that a thing that could distract while Bubba does something? Like, because there's more than one. The dark, shadowy horribleness has turned something against us as well. So now there's potentially two things we have to defeat. No. So my performance is +8, and I am like hella good with fire dancing. So I would like do some performance of that to distract.
Okay.
Both.
So like Michael Jackson in Moonwalker, yeah. You're gonna like use dance.
Yeah, I'm gonna like draw their attention away, but it's also fire, so you know it might like scare them a little bit.
Okay. Well, to make people sort of make way and leave so then, the area, kind of
you
thing.
You know, Bubba's much smaller than me. No offense, dude, but he could then you know, do something swoopy and do the old 1-2. You know, the old switcheroo. I'm like, look at me.
Okay.
Look at my.
All right. Okay, I love it.
What do I need to do? I need to press buttons now, don't I?
Oh, right, yeah, do press your performance check. So just press where it says performance and it'll roll and it'll add your +8 automatically for you. Bubba, Will, did you read the wooden box? I put some more text in there.
Oh, I haven't read it since
you... Oh, right, it's what the... This is what the magic word does, so, I mean...
Oh, right, cool. That's useful to know.
So yeah, your performance of 12, and it's not your finest. You're maybe a bit distracted.
I'm a bit drunk.
But yeah, you put on a you're a bit tipsy. So yeah, you hit yourself a couple of times with the fire, but no one notices. Only you notice that you've got quite high standards for yourself, right?
Always.
Yeah, you're like, oh, why don't I do that?
To distract the big
I think now actually might be a good time for a bit of an Arcana check, I rush.
Okay.
How did we do?
Ooh, you passed 13. Yeah, you passed by one. So you move
I was like, this is gonna be the roll that lets me down after rolling really well all night. This is gonna be the one. And obviously I'm after the creature that's been following us, not the minion.
Okay, yeah. So what do you do?
I'm going to speak the magic word, the activation word.
Which is?
Super Ted.
Super Ted?
Yeah.
The magic word is...
Super magic word, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so you speak the activation word Super Ted.
No, do you know what? It's honestly because I've always, since a child, been absolutely fascinated by Super Ted's secret magic word.
Mm.
And so whenever anyone says secret magic word or secret like incantation, I always think of that. And a few years ago, I met the guy that actually composed the bit of music at the beginning of Super Ted. And he didn't know what it was, but he thought he might have the secret word in his notes somewhere. I was like, how can you have that power and not use it for good? Just leave it in your... How can you have that power and not be Super Ted? Anyway, sorry, go on.
So, but he revealed to you that the secret Super Ted's secret word is Super Ted?
No. I don't know what the secret word is. Neither did he. He was like, I've definitely got it written down somewhere because there's a space when he says it.
Yeah. Says a secret magic word.
So you had to leave that much space in the music.
I see. Well, yeah. What happens basically is, you pull out your wooden box that you've been fiddling around with for a couple of days. You find the hidden catch, manipulate it in the right way to open the hatch on the opposite side of the box. Click. There, you know, you see the magic start to swell up and you can feel kind of the spell completion. You've attuned to this magic item in such a way that just saying the magic word Super Ted, basically from the hatch comes...
I'm sorry, JD.
To complete it. Who did what to complete it?
Who did what to Super Ted to completion?
He's fiddled with his box to completion.
He manipulated the latch to completion. I was doing so well, Will. God damn it. Until you...
And next minute, your thumb's in the ring.
It was when you said completion. Okay, all right. We're grown ups now. We got it.
Sorry. But a golden light emits from the hatch and sort of forms a cage almost around the shadowy pursuer. And it sort of... fumbles against it and tries to use its its incorporealness, its sort of etherealness to get away, but it can't. It's been dragged into an extra dimensional cell, an infinite expanse filled with thick fog. It's trapped. Creatures trapped in the box don't age. They don't need to eat, sleep or drink. They can only escape through planar magic.
Cheeky little pet.
So it is.
You want a pet?
It is stuck in the box.
So now should we work out what's going on with this?
Going on with what?
But I'm kind of interested to know why this thing's after you, or us, or me. There's no way of talking
about it. No. These stone giant clerics come over. You know, there's a trio of them. I even wrote a funny joke about it. Because they're...
Oh, no, we've got to have the joke. Come on. Find the note. I'll wait.
They're a trio.
We'll wait for it, buddy. We'll wait.
So, they're a trio of devout stone giant clerics. They appear aloof but interested. The funny thing is one of them serves Cord, one serves Arathis, and another serves Paylor. So, the joke was, a Cordist, an Arathisian, and a Paylorite walk into a ballroom, right?
Wow, that's niche.
That is.
I'm sorry, that's so niche.
A joke that.
Right, let's move on.
I love you, Jamie, but
this thing. Yeah. This thing, the Alep. Only Karkov could have sent it. It must be to disrupt the signing of the accord, the foul beasts. We should take this. We will take care of this with our magics. We can destroy this undead thing with the power our gods bestow within us. Please, let us handle this.
Nice one, clerics.
But does that mean I lose my lad?
Can we have the box back? It's made of very fine balsa wood, and we would like that back.
Yeah.
I'll definitely let you keep the box. It's basically like a Ghostbusters trap.
Yeah. But it's like an IKEA one.
Oh no!
they bring it back.
Oh no!
They bring it back empty.
Oh wow! They work quick.
They'll give it back to you in the morning.
I need Binti's fired. I need a stone giant on my ship. No one.
Do you though? Is that what you need? Admittedly,
I've had a few drinks. I'll have to think about it. You're right. I shouldn't make decisions right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's not good. And especially about Binti.
And especially seeing as the Arch-Magister is still standing by the scroll with the quill. Prompted. Now that the excitement is over, Your Grace, perhaps you may come do what you...
Yeah. All right, Jello Shot, I'm coming.
So do we have to do something about the dudes in the bondage hut, the bondage Toys R Us?
We can deal with them cultists cool. Another day. They've got a way to live another day.
They're the Crimson lot, Crimson people. Okay. I'm going to sign this. It's going to be great. Mm. We're going to have peace and love. There I go, signing it. Do I need to roll something to sign?
Just sign? You sign the piece with a nice cursive elven script.
I don't have to roll animal handling.
But with a sharpie.
Or sleight of hand. Yeah.
With
a sharpie on a whiteboard. Damn it. Anywho, I signed in a badass script with hearts above the...
Yeah.
Aww.
Suffice to say, the rest of the night is a blur of revelry. As you know, the guy who suffered from the maddening whispers, he recovers and apologizes to the dwarf nobles. This emissary, you don't really get introduced to him. He beats a hasty retreat. You know, you speak to adventurers and bakers, and you know, you speak to the staff, and you speak to some city watch. You speak to noblemen, and of course the Arathian, and the Arathasian, and the Palerite.
Clarence. And I also wanted to put a good word in, Bubba, with your dear lady wife, to try and get you released from that bond.
I appreciate that. More than like...
But you got yourself into that mess.
No, I totally did. Yeah. And to be honest, when I first saw you, I was a bit like, ah, they've sent my mate to... Yeah. So I appreciate that this has all worked out for the best.
Yeah, you're a hot, tiny mess, and you need to work on that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I'm sure there'll be many adventures to come, wink, wink.
Many adventures to come.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Centre of the Universe. These solo adventures were really fun to do, and a bit of an experiment as well, as it was during a period of lockdown. The first one Alex and I did to kind of test out the online platform, which was Roll20. And then in the second one I did with Mikey, we tested out having a guest star, which was Joe. And in this one, we kind of experimented with having someone playing some NPC voices as well as a guest star. So all in all, it was really fun to do. Might explore some further solo adventures in the future. Thanks as always to Dave for doing our theme song. Check out defectivepenguin.com. The artwork for these solo adventures I commissioned from a guy I found on Reddit. He goes by the handle FlygoHR. You can find his website at www.flygohr.com. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this one, and we'll see you again next time. Until then, bye!